This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, fasting days are special. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, here on iBeings Radio. And obviously the title, Fasting Days Are Special. Obviously we know that fasting days are special. And there's two meanings really behind this. One is, I'm going to refer to a meaning that Imam Ja'far al-Sadr gave to it. And then there's another meaning. So one is obviously that we need to distinguish in a particular way. And then there's the very common meaning that we use for the word special. Well, yeah, obviously, Ramadan is such a unique month. But I'm going to talk mainly about the meaning that Imam Ja'far al-Sadr has also given it, which is, so he said that the day of one's fasting should not be like one's ordinary days when one is not fasting. And so obviously, but you know, to some extent, we are probably aware of this too, because especially when it comes to the end of Ramadan, no matter what, people generally are so sad, no matter how much they've suffered with the fasting and, you know, the long hours of fasting in some places and working and still fasting, or maybe enduring heat in some parts of the world and fasting. And yet, then when it's over, people are so sad. So yes, these are very special days. These days are not ordinary in any way. And look, there's an interesting sort of story from the reported about the Holy Prophet that Imam Ja'far al-Sadr has reported. So the story was that the Holy Prophet once heard a woman who was fasting swear at a servant. The Holy Prophet then ordered that food be brought to that woman, and he told her to eat. And he explained to her that fasting isn't just refraining from food and drink. It is a restraint from all ugly conduct and evil speech, which break and invalidate the fast. So I'll explain. Just comment on this a little bit. Welcome back. This is A to Z and IB English Radio. And so we're obviously talking about how fasting days are special in many different ways. And obviously Imam Ja'far al-Sadr had the story about the Holy Prophet who, when he saw that this woman was using bad language towards a servant, just had food brought to her and told her to eat, because obviously she'd already broken her fast, basically, with her ugly language. And maybe this is something that we need to take much more seriously, because for sure, maybe probably all of us have heard people losing their temper and using ugly words during the month of Ramadan, and yet people will then continue their fasting of the food and the drink and then break their fast. And you know, maybe this is something we need to be aware of. But it is actually very easy to break, to invalidate our fast depending on our behavior. So what does this mean? So this means that obviously no matter what we're doing, we need to be very careful what comes out of the mouth. You know, in a sense, we're making our stomachs empty, in a sense. And this sort of empty stomach, what we also need to be doing is like almost making our mouth, our heart empty of anything that is bad. So just in the way we can keep the stomach clean of anything, we need to keep that mouth clean. And you know, there's particular habits that maybe some of us have. Maybe, you know, we read something, we're looking at our cell phone, or maybe people are sitting at home watching the news, and then, you know, something has happened, and you know, before you know it, someone said a word that is actually a rude word, or even swearing, not swearing at a person, but maybe just swearing at the TV because of some news or some story they've heard. And we can't do that. So we need to really stop that. And remember, we can't, if we just practice it a little bit, day by day, we'll be able to do it. If you catch yourself doing it once, just become aware and then just stop. And then inshallah, by the next day, it's not going to happen. so much anymore. So that's just a few pointers, obviously, for this holy month. And inshallah, you tune into another episode of A to Z here on iBeings Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.